The stuff from Jen's, are these free?
I think it's later in the meeting. I think it's on the regular meeting. I don't know if it's on the agenda for the.
It's not, it's down in unfinished business.
Yeah.
Well, we had a meeting on it, so it's kind of continuing.
That's why it's down.
Yeah.
Okay. After we applied once and got turned down as the fire department, we talked to the TIF lady and she said, oh, wait a minute. If you're a taxing body, you have a whole different set of rules, which naturally none of us ever knew.
Yeah.
Okay, so at that point, we kind of reapplied. And I have filled this out in accordance to what she said I can do it for, you know, what was good, or I don't know how to say that. Not, she didn't tell me the amount, but she said, yeah, you can get the tree removal and you can do this. And so that's why we did this again. And that was the basis that we went on. And I got prices from everybody, several different operations here. And this is what we came up with. Naturally, we're wanting to buy both of the house. Well, we got the one house. We're wanting to buy the other house behind it and tear it down too. And a lot of this, if we do get TIF money, we're going to make it a big project. If we don't get TIF money, it's just going to be the front house and a gravel parking lot. I mean, it's because there's not enough money there for us to go ahead and do the other house. I mean, it just wasn't budgeted that way, you know. You got anything on this, Reno?
Nope. They pretty well covered everything. I mean, you guys all know the property and what it looks like now. I mean, and John can chime in too. We've got a lot of equipment stored in the back of the station, like the side-by-side we use for the brush fires and the boat and everything else that's in the back. We talked for years of building a garage on the other side where the old fire station was, and we were talking a kit, and those kits are about $15,000 just by itself without doing that. So our thought was, especially on the Scrogum house, that, you know, the garage is a good enough garage, it's cinder block. Probably have to put a new roof on it and garage door, and we'd be good. Mm-hmm. And then when the second property came up, that's one of those properties when you drive down to Main Street, you don't really see it as well.
Yeah.
You know, and when it came up, I had to drive by and take a look at it, you know. And here again, once that Scrogum house, well, once the trees came down, the Scrogum house became, you know, worse looking than it was. And so,
if we want to paint the block garage at Scrogum's there, Kendall said he'd buy the first gallon.
Yeah. So, and then while it was, I think Dave and Cindy were doing work over at Scrogum house cleaning up, that's when he came over and said that I guess it's the Duffield house, isn't it? Is that what we're talking about? And they, you know, that they would be willing to sell that. And that's got a better garage than what's on the Scrogum house even. So we'd have both of those. Yeah. Or storage, the stuff that we got stored in back of the station at this point. And I think it just cleaned up that whole block there. I mean, it's close enough to downtown that place was an eyesore anyway.
Yeah, it was.
You know, and we think it'd be a good project, you know, to accomplish for all of our purposes. You know, definitely, I mean, we do have parking over there on the other side of the street, but that frees up parking for our guys if there's something going on right there. And, you know, it cleans up that corner. And
if you have any activity, you got room to do it.
Yeah.
And if we don't get money, we're going to end up with save the garage, tear the house down, and have a gravel parking lot. If we do get money, we're going to have a blacktop parking lot, and it's just going to be a lot nicer deal. And we'll get the other house too.
Yeah.
Because I don't think we can swing the other house without some help.
Much money are you looking at?
Wait, don't you have the paper there, Jim?
I might have.
To everything that they would allow me to put on here came to $72,700.
If you don't get
it, looks like this.
Yeah. What would happen if we were able to provide the purchase of the house for the rest of it?
Do
if say we can't fund everything. the full project. What if we purchased the house, would that be a...
Well, I was gonna say if there's like a...
For the fire department to be able to...
It's probably gonna cut us pretty close, because the blacktop's so dang expensive.
I was gonna say if there's a plan A and plan B, that you, I mean, if you can't get it all tonight...
Yeah, then...
I mean, in another city, like the...
Maybe get the parking lot later, then the...
You know, that way you can always come back.
I think we could do this in steps, don't you guys?
Yeah.
I mean, if we have a, for a better term, a commitment, or let's look at it, we can give you some now, maybe some later, I think with that, I think we would go ahead and do it, knowing that on the back end, you guys would probably help support us.
Because actually, you're not gonna be able to do it all at once anyway, so I mean, if you do it in stages, and then a little now, a little later, and then pay them off that way.
Yeah, and this came about fairly quickly, we're definitely gonna do the Scroggum House first, no matter what.
We're gonna do it.
That kind of trigger.
I've learned the hard way that if you put down, have bare ground, and then put rock down, and don't drive on it, and don't pack it, and immediately put blacktop down on top of it, you regret it.
Yeah, we weren't gonna do that, we were gonna...
Well, they were gonna...
Put the gravel down, wait a year, and then...
They were gonna pack it with rollers and stuff.
Okay.
And we were gonna fill the hole, here's a lot of useless knowledge you people enjoy, we were gonna fill the hole with pea gravel, because pea gravel has a 90% compaction rate when it dumps out of the truck.
Yeah.
So, therefore, we could fill the hole, they could put the gravel down and pack it with rollers, and we could go ahead and blacktop.
Alright.
So what I would really like is the tip to at least give us the house, but maybe a little more, to help.
$20,000?
$20,000.
Yeah, the house is $20,000.
So I'll be done with it.
$52,000? Got the blacktop?
Yeah. I sure...
Have it, then come back later for the...
That looks so much nicer with a blacktop lot than a gravel lot.
So if we give them $36,000 now, I'm not on this committee, I'm talking, I'm sorry.
Yes, you can be, because we're not really on that committee tonight.
But if they like, it's 70, I mean, half is 72, you know, it's $36,000, and, you know...
Let's say at least 40.
$350.
Kendall's got a great number here, but 40 would really help us get this done, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Okay. If we got the difference.
Yeah, we do. We just got the new...
I'm not on the committee, but I don't care.
40 would be enough that I think we can squeak by. Adams thinks he knows the numbers at the fire department.
Once you get started, you'll know what you got.
Yeah, well, we...
I think with that commitment, that we're probably, you know, there's two others on the fire board with me, but talk to them, I think with that, we would be committed to do the whole project, though.
Yeah.
You know, with that, knowing that we got that support from you guys, and, you know, I think it'd be a good deal for that whole section of town right there.
I do too.
Yeah.
Any dilapidated house we can get down in town?
Well, I was talking to Cindy the other day when I caught her, we were at the grocery store, and I, you know, I mean, you guys have been through it before, and I've seen other towns, you know, if you got a piece of property that you want to do something with, how long does that take you? And then, it seems like, and all tax and body seem like when they put bids out to get something done, it's turned out to be twice as much.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, I think we got some pretty good bids on the, you know, I know some of these other towns, when you see it in the paper, how much they have to pay to take a building down, and the time it takes. I mean, our plan is to have this, I know by, we've been talking by scenic drive, at least having the buildings down and everything cleaned up, whether or not the whole thing's done yet, I'm not sure, but our goal is to have that thing cleaned up by fall here.
Well, $40,000 is enough to get your support with the whole project. Go for it.
Well, he knows, because he knows that person.
That's one bad.
Well, thanks, everybody.
My support.
Well, we gotta remember that the fire department is a taxing body, and they waive so we can have the TIF money.
Yeah.
So they lose money in the...
In the last 20 years.
Raise taxes over the time.
You've probably taken $40,000 away from us.
Correct, that's why we have to think about that.
We didn't get anything when we tore down the old fire station. We were told we couldn't get anything, and that was in the TIF district. And then the new building wasn't, so we couldn't get anything when we built the new building. That was $600,000.
I would rather give you guys whatever you need than an individual, because we know you're gonna be there.
Well, yeah, we need these. We need the fire department, you know.
The individual could back up and leave town.
And we need to clean up those houses, too.
Exactly right, David.
Outside of just the fire department, you know.
Exactly right, I agree 100%.
We have the money people owe us.
And you already got two garages for storage.
Yeah, I mean, once again, if we were just allowed to put up two garages for storage, we'd have $30,000 in the buildings alone.
Yeah.
You know, so what we're looking at is, we're killing almost two birds here. We can get two garages.
Rebuild.
The garage on the back house, he just redone it last year, the guy that was Rob Duffield. New roof, new siding, I mean, he done the whole thing a year ago.
So that's Rob Duffield's house?
Yeah.
I think it was his dad's old house, wasn't it?
Is it?
No.
Wasn't?
They bought it, I got a minute. Him and his dad and his brother bought it as a family project. Unfortunately, his father died. His brother ended up getting married and having a kid and lost a lot of interest in having rental property. So Rob said it's not near as great an idea as it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a great idea. I'm all for it.
Yeah. But it keeps fire trucks around.
Well, we might be able to do something, that back garage add on to it. We got that old engine one we're gonna have to put somewhere. It's in storage right now, but...
Yeah.
If we can get it somewhere where we can actually work on that and do stuff.
Yeah, it was good here, it's a field garage, it's for selling the need, that's it.
Yeah.
Well, apparently...
Okay.
That's... This paper says there's 145 available.
No, I don't talk yours.
Okay. Close your meeting, I guess.
Adjourn your meeting.
Do we, we're gonna look into recouping the... See what the attorney's gonna do as far as getting ahold of people, or see what our options are.
Getting ahold of what people?
Well, like the ones we said here that still owe payments.
Yeah, they're working on it. I mean, the letters went out. I don't know what the next step is. They have to give an answer.
That certainly adds to the TIF.
Two people, yeah, owe us money.
Yeah.
And then the, I guess it's about time.
Two minutes.
Yeah, the bill's been sent to the state to get okay to renew our TIF. So, and they didn't know if the session is done for spring. If it is, it won't be done till fall session. So we don't know anything yet. But it's through the first stages.
That's good.
To start our TIF, yeah, that's what she said.
So I'm in for about not changing the boundaries at all.
Yeah, if we don't change the boundaries, it's just an ordinance and we're done. If we do change the boundaries, then it's gonna be like, still like $10,000-$12,000. Letters have to be sent out, map redone. So you guys can think about that too, what you wanna do.
There's gonna be an expense.
Well, and the taxing bodies could back off then also, if you change your boundaries, correct?
Yeah, well, they've already signed off.
The way it is right now, but if you go and extend your boundaries...
No, they've signed off on the TIF project.
Yeah, they've already signed, so I don't think they can change, they can back out now.
I figured they were signing off on this.
But there's no changes to the boundary.
It's up to you guys. I mean, if you guys, if we don't change the boundaries, we can just run up, do an ordinance and we're done. It's continued.
But if we change, if somebody wants in and we change it, then it's...
Then it's gonna cost more and it's gonna take a long, quite a few months to get it through.
And they need everybody's blessing to do it.
So...
Oh, adjourn the TIF meeting.
To order, stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands,
One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I don't have Natalie tonight, so I'm clerk and mayor. So, roll call, and Alderperson Sally Clark.
Here.
Jim Long.
Here.
Brad Ward.
Here.
Kendall Miller.
Here.
Dave Livingston.
Here.
John Spotlow.
Here.
And me, Cindy Goddard. And I declare a quorum. And need to approve the minutes of May 13th.
So move.
Are we gonna do separately on that?
Or do you just need a motion for the minutes and the TIF minutes?
Yeah, the city council minutes and the TIF meeting minutes.
Motion.
Okay. Okay, and then we all have a clerk's report tonight. Treasurer's report, Debbie?
I have nothing.
And attorney's report?
Nothing for me, thank you.
And no engineer. Any public comments? No? Okay. Now we have committee and citizens groups, finance, Alderwoman Sally Clark.
Nothing report this time.
And for sewer, Alderman Livingston.
Nothing.
Streets and alleys, Alderman Livingston.
Nothing again.
Police and ESDA, Alderman Ward.
We had a meeting with Fulton County ESDA Director about getting our ESDA certified. He said there's that law that we looked up and the rules is pending a change and that is no longer required. The only thing that we would have to, so we don't need his certification, he says at this time. However, it's still on the books that in order to have an ESDA, we would. So I don't know if we want to wait for the rules to go through or we'll start this and again, we're basically just having storm spotters and people set the siren off. If we have anything big, you would have Fulton County ESDA and the state and the federal come anyway. Mm-hmm. But it's nice having some people out here. If we do have a storm or predict a storm out in the field that can actually see things besides just waiting on the radar to indicate. Because sometimes they pop down pretty quick and radar doesn't see it until after 2 to 3 minutes after a trained observer can see them. So,
well, I'd always heard too that we're kind of in a blind spot.
I think they updated the radar, so
better now?
I would hope.
Yeah.
With technology.
I was told that the radar won't see it if it's below 3,000 feet.
No, and it don't actually see a tornado. It just tells you that the conditions are right for a tornado. And
so the only thing we would have to be concerned about is whether or not we need to check with our risk management, make sure they're covered under a work comp. Even though they're volunteers, obviously, if somebody had seriously injury or any injury, we would want to make sure that we're asking people to go out there and put themselves on the line that we take care of them in case of an injury. So. Then that's probably a council mayor decision to further it, but I think that's the only hurdle we have to make sure is there.
About control of the sirens, can we blow them or do they still go through them?
We have to change the frequencies, which is a minimal cost, and then they'll be all ours.
Okay, good.
And then that also, if something should happen and our volunteers all decide, hey, I don't want to do it anymore, it would just take a matter of changing the frequency back.
Yep.
So a minimal cost.
Brad, do you know when the pending bill is supposed to be heard next or when this is all?
It's in that rules group. The
rules committee?
Yes.
So it may be a while before it becomes law then.
Correct. But he indicated he didn't have to certify, I mean, he wouldn't need to certify. So I didn't understand why he was worried about working with this per se.
There's actually multiple frequencies on the radios that's in there, and we can use one of the alternates, from what I understand from Reagan's.
Sure.
But we'd have to get permission from the county to use.
Yeah. Nathan, do you think we need to pass an ordinance for the ESDA? I mean, I don't think we were have one.
More than our frequency.
Well, I think to avoid right now the most prudent thing to do It's probably wait for this new bill to become law. I mean, Brad, you tell me the conversation with Ed.
That's what he said. So the rules were, you know, obviously they're going to change that. It was in the process. You know how long, I mean, sometimes, I don't know how often that rules committee meet.
Well, it doesn't seem like very often when it's gun legislation, but that's the only kind I really keep
track of. It's the same group.
Yeah.
So.
But what I would say is, let's keep an eye on that. And if and when that language drops through the rules committee, they do the second reading and third reading. I mean, once it passes both houses, it's going to the governor to get signed. And at that point, I think we can probably be on top of it.
And I'm not sure if it's an actual changing the law. It's just the rules that changes. So I don't know if it has to go all the way through both.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. So this is like an admin?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
And I know Denny's worried about emergency before.
I mean, as far as the ordinance.
We okay everything.
As far as the ordinance goes, you know, you'd hate to put something in effect and then have it become either moot or have to be heavily modified. But we can do whatever you want.
So it'd probably be better if we waited, and that way we were actually covered and not just kind of going blind.
I mean, one of us can get a hold of Ed and get the proposed language of the new rule that's coming down, I would think. If it's going to rules committee, it ought to be in draft right now.
Yeah.
And we can see if there's any material changes to the ordinance part, then if we need an ordinance authorizing ESDA in either format, we can go ahead and get that knocked out.
So I don't think we've ever had one.
Well, I think they identified one years ago, but it was just in there. However, you won't be formally recognized by the state or federal government if you don't have this, the IEMA or the...
Right.
So, I mean, it would be almost like an extension of our street department, police department, or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Sure, I wonder if we should ask the insurance company if we should have anything in place.
They will definitely probably want to know about how many people, because that will change your the amount they charge you, whether even if it is volunteer.
Yeah. It's not going to be like a director's and officer's policy. It's going to be like a volunteer.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I think that day, didn't we say, they say 10 or 20?
About 15 to be. There's 9 or 10 that are
interested. Yeah, because I think we told Natalie, ask them if 20 at the max.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
As far as police, do you have anything, Chris?
We got the Durango back. Got the Durango back today, actually. We're also moving forward on some of those properties that we've identified to get them straightened up and everything like that. So, that's really about it. So,
appreciate it.
Nothing out there this time. So.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Water, Alderman Miller.
I have nothing at this time.
Utilities, publications, Alderman Long.
Nothing going on.
And also buildings and grounds, anything?
No.
Okay.
I see Mike's here with the website. Did you have anything?
I saw I was down there under unfinished business.
Yeah.
12A.
Oh, okay.
And tourism, Alderman Miller.
Music in the Park is coming up. First Thursday in June, and plus this the other day for the ceremony, and the town looked fabulous. a lot of comments about the flags and everything. It was really nice. It was quite an honor for the people. So,
and then I just wanted to add, Friday the 30th is the cookout at the Mid-America Bank for the fireworks, and also. Some of the chamber people will be sitting at the grocery store selling 50-50 tickets that evening. So I think the cookout's from 11 to 1:30, and the 50-50 tickets are selling from like 5 to 7 or something like that. Okay. TIF, Alderman Spotlow.
Just with some
unfinished
business.
Citizens Committee, Amanda's not here. Christmas Committee, Kenny is not here. Economic Development, and Aaron's not here. Okay. And Public Works, Evan is at a ball game.
Yep.
So, unfinished business. Discuss, act upon the new website. Mike?
Natalie Evan are both at the ball game that
yeah.
my son's playing, and I'm here, so remember your commitments on. No, website, by all intents and purposes, is done with the heavy lifting. Pages are built out. I got that off to Natalie, who said she did get it up to you guys. Obviously, the only way I can show you a website, unless we set up a projector and whatnot. But I just wanted to kind of get feedback, notes, changes, anything you want to see, so that we can get this buttoned up and get it live and celebrate it and really encourage the push for the community to utilize it and its purposes.
I personally like that I went through it. I do like that calendar down there. And yeah. that calendar will be able to, like, if somebody calls the city building, be able to get their information on the calendar.
Correct? Yeah, and that's what we kind of talked about, you know, early on is back in November, was once we're good, then, you know, the council and can do this outreach to the heads of all the departments, whether it be the Historical Society or Music in the Park or Park District or anybody and everybody that has a town organization that wants to publicize their events, can, you know, filter and eventually basically get my email to them. They can get it to me. I can get it posted. But yeah, that's the intent, is not just Lewistown City stuff,
right.
but, you know, things of importance.
I think it'll be a good asset, I mean, a hub for
if you come
to the site or
one-stop shop.
Yeah.
You can go to the website, and if it's not there, then, you know, that's the encouragement of, you know, talk to who you want.
Sure.
Like, there's no reason why the VFW can't have their Tuesday meals posted there. I mean,
because
really, they post one picture on Facebook a month. And if you lose that in the stream, you know, then you're calling, but it's like, boom, go to the website. So it can be as used or unused as, obviously, I'd love to see it used. But, even, you know, we can get real creative with some of that. You know, Music of the Park, we can list who's playing every time, to where when you go, the way it'll work is there's the calendar page, the event calendar page, but they'll also be on the homepage. When I add the events, it'll populate the calendar, but it'll also populate a slider on the homepage of what's upcoming. So you don't have to see a full month at a time. You can just kind of see what's coming up the next week. And I think, you know, I really think that could be a huge asset for the town.
Okay. I have like 3 pages, so I'll just give back to you later.
Hey, you took the notes for me, so that's even better.
Imagine that.
So.
But one thing, like, if they're filling out, I'll throw a couple questions out here. They're filling out, like, application form for the Historical Society. Does that, when they fill that out, does it go directly then to their email?
It can. But that's the goal.
Yeah. Okay.
Is once version 1.0 right now, once we go live and we really start wrapping our heads around what we can do, absolutely. If, you know, when I build those forms out, if I put a form on the Historical Society page, as long as I have the email address, that's where it'll funnel to.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I can do that for each and every form, to where you fill out a form on the, let's say there's like a report an issue, that'll go where it needs to. It's not going to accidentally show up in Historical Society's email.
Yeah.
So yeah, on the back end, it all funnels where it needs to go.
Yeah. Okay.
I just need those emails.
Yeah.
So
because, like, you know, like, they're for their membership form and
yeah.
and all that. We wanted it to go to that
for
email, and so that was one question. Okay, and then the other thing was, it said listing properties for sale.
That can come down.
And rent.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if everybody liked that. I know our girls
you can point fingers at Erin Ahart for that one.
Okay.
That was her.
Why is it something this morning at the chamber meeting?
And I'm not throwing her under the bus.
Yeah.
She would vouch for it too. But that's
yeah.
been one of her, and she's championed that in chamber meetings a lot.
Yeah.
If we knew what properties, then we can direct
yeah.
buyers and blah blah blah.
But
that,
I just don't think our, you know, Cindy and Natalie need to be answering phone calls about what properties for sale.
Oh, I get it.
You know, they're not real estate agents.
I agree.
And
so,
anything that you want off of the site in its current form, I'm not going to argue with, because
mm-hmm.
that's ultimately less work for me. Because every time a property comes available, then somebody's got to notify the city to notify me. It's like, you don't want it. I mean, that's what real estate websites are for.
Yeah. So I just, I'll just give you these, all these little questions and comments, and I'm not going to go through all of them, maybe answer all of them.
I guess my question for the group would be, when do you want to go live? It's literally push of a button for me, and it becomes the new replacement website.
But it was very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah. And it was easy to look through.
And that, of course, was the goal we talked about, was informative, updated, and simplistic.
But you can go live and continually.
Oh, yeah. It changes once it's live, no problem.
John, did you want fire department applications on there?
Yeah. Probably better application, and then forward it to an email.
Yep, yeah, and like I said, making those changes live or unlive, it's the same process.
And then the police department, you want applications on there, I assume, and they might be already on there. I didn't see them, but...
I don't think so.
Yeah, I didn't see them.
How about ESDA, just in case?
So, yeah, and I have that down here. We need the ESDA on there.
I think we need
there was some on there about it.
I think if you're ready.
Oh, I mean, I haven't seen Cindy's book of notes, but.
Well, even if there are some changes, it doesn't.
But yeah, at this point, they're just minor things on the back end. The minutes and agendas of meetings that you've had up until right now, everything that is on, I already have. So there's back catalogs, as I'm sure you guys saw. And Natalie's done a great job of sending me the documents post-meeting so that I can stay updated with the old
stuff. I went in and clicked something in 2023 to see if it came up, and it did.
Yeah, so like I said, the heavy lifting is done. At this point, we go live. I can go live and even make those little changes. I mean, and they just, as soon as I hit publish, it's published. Once I press go live, the old site comes down, the new site goes up, and then we champion it. We really push it out to the community.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, you can go live when you get done checking her notes.
What about benefits? Can we put benefits on it? Like if we're doing a benefit for someone?
Yeah. Be on the calendar. Yeah.
Yeah. And like I said, that my vision for that calendar has always been this of, well, what about this? I would recommend, coming from the education world, I would recommend that we keep our, if we do tiptoe into, benefits or, we make sure we keep our eyes open to all of them.
Yeah.
Because I saw so many times in education, prime athlete from this school died in a car accident, and the whole state goes haywire over it. But 2 weeks ago, a kid died in a car accident, and nobody said a word.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, it's public money running it, so it should be...
Yeah, I agree, but I just, I would hate to see that. Then you see on everyone's favorite Facebook group, Lewistown Happenings, of, well, why is there a benefit for this person? And why is this on the website? My cousin died.
Yep.
But yeah,
we can do a fish fries for the American Legion in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and like I said, I want to thank you guys ultimately too, because it was a lot of work, and it was a leap of faith for the city to go with it, because it wasn't inexpensive, and there was a lot of communication early on of why do we even, there was a lot of resistance and hesitancy, and I want to thank you guys for putting the trust in me and in my company to see this vision to fruition and deliver on it. And for you guys, I love this conversation already. You visited it, you've checked it out, and already we're like, well, can we do this? Can we do that? Yeah. That's a lot healthier conversation than we had back in November.
Well, like when we said this morning at the chamber meeting, people get on there and look if they're thinking about moving here.
Yeah.
So then they want to see what activities are at the schools, what activities the city has, what...
Right.
So, I think it'll be a plus for
I can't see in any world it's going to be a detraction for the town. Mm-hmm. I just encourage any and all to keep the communication open, reach out to those groups and organizations, get their input, get their info, and before you know it becomes second nature of everything funnels to Mike at Baldwin Marketing, and it'll be on the website. And you know, it's our baby. I mean, it's my baby too. I've built the thing. I don't want to see it, you know, go by the wayside and ignored. But yeah, we can go live as soon as you want. You know, and then once I go live, I can, if you guys are comfortable, I can share it out to Lewistown Happenings, as that's sure. where the voice tends to be right now. With the city not having a Facebook page, I think that would be the easiest way to get it out there so that people can actually click and go visit it.
Yeah,
because it'll take long.
No, it won't take long.
At the bottom of each page, they can do comments and stuff. So is that where they, I forgot what all actually said. Like if they're having something they want on the calendar, they would just put it in there.
Yeah, I think so.
Should they call City Hall?
I would prefer the call to City Hall, because before you know it, you're going to have, you know, John Doe's got a yard sale next week. Can I get that on the website? And we got to cut it somewhere.
Yeah.
All town yard sale, fine. Mm-hmm. But
not,
you know,
individuals.
Yeah, I think then it's.
If it's something that benefits the entire community.
Yeah,
exactly.
I agree.
Keep
or,
it that.
Or group driven, but yeah, mm-hmm. if it's, I got. Yeah. Got a yard sale coming up. Can I get that on the website? Well, we don't do that.
Right.
We can go live, and hopefully the comments on the new website are a little more pleasant than the comments on the logo choices that were made back in the day. Whew, that was fun to read through.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many people, when we put the logo out for vote, how many people messaged me directly and were like, you got some thick skin. I don't know. I'm like, they were just trashing the choices. We knew it would, but ultimately, I do want to thank you guys, and if you're fine with it, we can go live in the morning.
We probably should have did the logo as one of these things where you set the cans out.
Raise some money off right
there. Yeah, there you go.
Then you have all six cans stolen tonight.
Put your comments in the can.
No closer to the logo. But
money talks.
I think as far as I'm concerned, after Cindy shows you what she needs to show.
And it's nothing, I mean, they're not big things, they're just little just corrections or stuff.
You may go ahead and take them from me now, Cindy.
Yeah, and if you can't read them out, I'll call
them. I'll signal them.
Yeah.
You want a motion to go live?
Yeah, so we need a motion in a second.
I move that we go live with the new website for the City of Lewistown.
Okay. All eyes? Everybody agree?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. And now we'll have discuss act upon Jen Hebb's TIF application from last meeting.
Anywhere near.
I don't think the information was that clear that she said.
No,
Well, I also have concerns. I mean, we have the acquisition of the building. She's wanted us to pay for that. The other big thing is if you pay $50,000 for a roof, if you have mold, like she says, it's in there, I don't know. I mean, it's got to be expensive to have that taken into
consideration.
And then I'm also concerned of, you know, you start scrubbing around in there. Asbestos, I did talk to her about that when she talked to me. She said that she was told it was wood underneath the carpeting. But I still don't know what's insulated. I think it's a lot of money to throw here, and she doesn't know the total cost of what this is going to cost her in the long run. And if we throw $50,000 in a building, and then she gets into it and finds some environmental problems, and she can't afford to, you know, and us putting a lien on the property that we can't afford to handle.
Well, she don't even know it yet, so we
Correct.
Can't really act on anything that's live.
It also is, couple of years of the taxes have been bought, but I mean that's obviously being taken care of when they when she purchases it. That means that can be taken care of. That's not a big hurdle, but
you gotta have a better bid than a bunch of
It's not really
I
had
marks on a piece of paper.
Yeah, that wasn't very professional.
I mean that's not. Well, I'm not.
I just think we just need to keep.
I'm not hold it. Actually, just table it.
Well, I also have a problem completely saying, "Well, I need you guys to buy it for me too." I mean, we want somebody to Somebody's gotta have.
A commitment, so.
If you're gonna have a business, you gotta have a little bit of your own money in it, so that make, you're gonna make sure that.
Well, and it's a reimbursement thing anyway.
Well, the way, if I talked to Gwen at the TIF group, and the way she explained it to me, she said, people can get the money to purchase, but everything is done first. So, you know, she'd have to go and get all the mold out, and, you know, plus, you know, everything's a reimbursement, so she'll have to pay everything, get the mold out, get the roof done, get everything done, and the very last money she would receive after she paid for it is that reimbursement of the purchase. Yeah. And she said, because it's too easy for somebody to get, we give her the $10,000 and then she turn around and sell it next week.
Sure.
So they said that was how the few that they've done, that was how they did it. And she suggested that.
Yeah,
they're not telling we have to do it that way, but she suggested that.
Well, we have to cover ourselves.
When she talked about electrical problems, you know, I mean, we're talking a lot of money for this building.
Well, again, I don't imagine.
Larry ran into that once.
Yeah.
We got a building
Tills,
now that
Roger Tills building.
People owe us money
it's
on
just,
that. We need to get back and
give money that burn.
Go out the back door.
You wanted to table or deny?
Right here on the corner.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like you're wanting to deny.
I want to deny it at the current form of the way it's written and everything. I mean, we don't have the building's not even purchased, so I don't even see where we can even.
I don't know why we're discussing.
We shouldn't even be discussing until the building's purchased.
Yeah.
So she can reapply when
you're making a motion to deny it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think you should deny it.
Well,
I think you should work and try to get the thing. If there's something, if she's going to go ahead, if she can go ahead and buy it, and then if she's under the information that does, if what you got, Cindy, if she got the same information as you as far as how to have a building purchased.
Mm-hmm.
She'd have to have it done first before she'd have it purchased. But, I mean, it's a building that's sitting there that there's a lot of them that we just keep letting go. But I understand where you're at.
And I agree with you, Kendall. I just.
But there's a lot of questions.
There's
so if you got $160,000 of mitigation on mold and you say you're going to do it yourself.
Sure.
I'm questioning whether you can actually get the mold out yourself. I mean, you're talking a professional organization that's coming and telling you it's costing you this much money to mitigate that. And then, if you're running into asbestos in here, you're in a hole in it.
I think I told her before she needs a definite cost. If it's going to be $100,000, then need a cost on it.
Yeah.
We don't have to deny it, but we sure need a whole heck of a lot more information, and the building has to be purchased. And
mold and asbestos.
But I also don't want them to think, hey, you go buy this building, and we're just going to give you, you know, I want to be square with
you
her.
Know
that she'll guarantee you.
And that's why I said, if she knows the same information that I would, Cindy got, then I think that's fair.
Sure.
You know, otherwise, you know, man, I got it.
I would just hate to see her go buy the, spend the $10,000 on the building or whatever. She's going
to
pay for the building. Then come back and say,
yeah.
You guys, in order to get the money, I had to buy the building first. I don't want to say, hey, we're just going to give you a blank check.
I don't want to squash anybody's dreams.
But it's always reimbursement that they have to pay.
It's not really I mean, they can come back and reapply.
Sure.
I mean, it's not, we can deny this current one and then still, she can still come back and reapply after the circumstances.
Just tell her she needs more information on why she needs more.
And probably multiple bids. I mean, that would help.
Yeah.
Because then you're at least prepared.
It's not.
Yeah.
Well,
not a piece of paper.
I'm okay with tabling and giving her the information and see where she wants to go with it then.
Okay. Now we're to new business. And it's discuss act upon the $2,000 donation for fireworks. We've done this for every year for a long time, so.
Move to approve.
Second.
Okay, Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Board.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
Okay, now we have forgiveness of a water lien on 317 South Main Street. This is the house that the fire department's wanting to purchase. Steve Adams, to get a clear title, we have to forgive this water, and it's not water lien, it ended up being mowing.
Mowing.
Yeah, mowing lien. So, that needs to be corrected.
But because this was sold for taxes, actually this lien's not effective right now anyway, correct?
Well, if it was a water lien, it would be, and it should have been paid before the tax buyer took title. But because we found out on Friday it was a weed lien, that's why none of this matters. But we're going to we're going to appease Steve, is what we're going to do.
I just asked for that just to make sure when we get title to it that it is.
Sometimes it's a real pain.
He's going to pay the recording costs as well.
Yeah.
I'll make that motion.
Okay.
I'll second.
Those are free for the city, by the way, in case you're wondering.
All right. Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
John Spotlow?
Abstain.
Oh, yeah. So both of you guys have to abstain.
Okay.
Let me write my notes here.
You just didn't let him finish. He meant to say, I abstain.
Yeah.
Getting
particular. Okay. Just vote present. Now you're starting to sound like the state legislature.
Okay. Next thing on new business is a street shutdown for Rocket Tap on May 31st. 2025 for band, I assume.
The plastic ring party we met.
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. And I'll have to do a roll call for that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Next thing, List 10 Fire Department TIF application. Then those two abstain.
All right. We had a TIF meeting before this, and all the councilmen were here. All the persons were here, and we've come to an agreement to give the fire department a $40,000 grant to acquire the second building, and to assist them with their clearing that off and making a parking lot. So I'll make a motion. To approve a $40,000 to the Lewistown Fire Department.
I'll second that motion.
It's $40,000? Mm-hmm. Miller. Okay. Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
And I vote aye. Okay. Now we have a flood ordinance. Which I don't really know what that is.
The one me.
I didn't know it was in a flood.
I don't have a copy of it.
I think. Well, did she even give us anything?
I don't have anything.
Didn't have a packet.
Okay, well. I guess that'll be tabled. So I'm not sure what it is either.
Water
4 foot
deep down there. Oh, I know. When the sewer's back up, we really have a little lake there, don't we?
I think they're needing it. Evan's needing it for that mitigation stuff.
Maybe it has to do with the wells.
And we haven't updated the flood ordinance for a long time, so they wanted.
Yeah, I imagine that's what it is.
A new one. But yeah, it has something to do with Evan and his mitigation. That's all I know for sure. So, okay, we'll table that till next meeting. And presentation of bills. Everybody got their own packet this time, correct?
Yeah.
So, have a motion to approve all bills. Did anybody need to see anybody else's bills? Okay.
Well, you're not special.
I didn't have any bills. Oh,
well. No, you must not. Well, he probably didn't have any TIF ones. What else are you on? So. Okay, need a motion and a second to approve all bills properly endorsed.
Presented.
Second. Okay. Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
John Spotlow?
Aye.
Okay, thank you. And closed session, anybody?
Maybe.
No? Okay.
Adjourned.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for attending, everybody.